This is Zion, Posuk, Perek Zion, Posuk Beis. Ma'yofu fe'omayich ban olim. How fair were your feet in sandals? That's the way he translates it. Bas nodiv, no, ma'yofu, wait. Here, ma'yofu fe'omayich ban olim, bas nodiv. That's the you're the daughter of these nedivim, of these noble people. Hamuke yireichayich, the I guess the roundness of your thighs, kimoy chaloyim, are like jewels. Masay yedei oman, the work of umanut, of craftsmen. This is the way he describes. This is so we'll see who's talking about here. Now, so we shouldn't mistake this. Now, who could be talking about? Obviously, we're talking about the Klal Yisrael. We're talking about Hashem. It's not Klal Yisrael talking to Hashem. That's obvious, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about his feet and his thighs. Elamai, it's Hashem talking to Klal Yisrael. Rashi says not so. Hey, Moim Rim Lo, before we were talking about what the Umos Ha'olam say to Klal Yisrael.
Oh, okay.
There's a piece in, and I hear all the time from people dating. There's a piece in this whole parsha of dating and romance that concerns itself about how other people think. You know, what are my friends going to think about how she looks and so forth and so on. So here there seems to be a reflection of what the Umos Ha'olam think about Klal Yisrael. I don't know if it's relevant to that or not.
That's an okay...
I don't know, but that's a reality.
Oh, okay.
They say to her, we want you to cling to us, you Klal Yisrael, and that's a constantly trying to win us over. Because of your beauty and your chashivos, how important you are, how choshev you are, that we saw in you when you were still in your full beauty.
What's that for your feet? What's Farmaich?
What?
What's Farmaich mean?
Your feet.
So what does that have to do with
what? Your beautiful feet.
Where did Rashi get this from?
What? How did he get it? I don't know. Rashi doesn't tell us where he got it from. Either he got it from Chazal, why that refers to the feet, I don't know. He says something from some sefer here. He says that if the feet remain beautiful, that's beautiful and praiseworthy despite everything else that they do. Okay, anyway, but the Umos Ha'olam look at Klal Yisrael and they see what she was in her glory, in all of her glory, you know. In other words, the world knows that Klal Yisrael stood by her Sinai. The world knows that Klal Yisrael is the chosen nation. They make up things in their religion that Hashem changed his mind with this, with that. You know, now we're no longer the chosen. That's nonsense. They know it too. They all know it too. Any intelligent goy knows that it's not true. I had this nice alliance with this guy. I got on a plane in Toronto to go to Edmonton. It was a 4-hour trip. So he was back in the plane. And there was a seat, and next to me by the window seat was a goy. And they brought me first, as soon as I took over, brought me my kosher breakfast. And this guy turns to me and says, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you. Breakfast is very good. And they're serving from the front. You're going to have to wait 150 people until they serve. And you have to finish breakfast by that time. I feel sorry for you. You're bound by those archaic laws of Moses. You're free from that. We will love of man, love of God. We're free from all that stuff. Yeah. So I asked him, I said, do you believe in the Old Testament? So he said, absolutely, every word. And he says, the gospel truth. Nonsense, but anyway. You know? So I said, so can you please explain to me how you understand what it says, what it says about a prophet who prophesies things to come true, and they come true, and he's declared a true prophet. And then he says, let's leave this religion, let's go to another one. Let's leave. And he says, yes, I saw the Hebrew, turned around to the window and looked out the window for 4 hours straight, didn't look at my face, didn't eat his breakfast, nothing. He was an intelligent guy, and he realized that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. If the Torah says that even a Novi will come and say B'Shem Hashem and prove that he's a Novi Emes, he's put to death. Because Hashem made it in such a way that even he can't change it. That's the guarantee of its eternity. No one can change it. Even I can't change it. If he comes out with a Basco, say, sorry, take a walk, gave Mashkin with a Basco. If he sends a Novi, I want him to bring these things. The Torah says, it's a test. That's why Hashem lets him do it, just to test us. That's all. But other than that, So they know of the original story. So this way it says, that's why they want us to join them. Because of the beauty that we saw in you when you were in your ultimate glory. Now this, I think, hints at something else also. There's a lot of glory to Klal Yisrael today. An inordinate percentage, I always forget the numbers, they always tell numbers, or Nobel Prize winners, doctors, scientists. Israel is the cutting edge of all technology and all of the whole world. I mean, not shy. You have this little country with just a couple million people, and Tzoras and Milchomas and Mamish, not shy. And yet, top of the world, what they do in the Weizmann Institute, these other places, it's the world leaders in everything. Technology for sure, and so many other things. So that's not what they look at. That they should say, because of your brains, because of your business prowess, because of your scientific capabilities, because of your creativity, because of your. No. That's not why they go here on us. Chafetzim onu shetit bekibono b'shvil noi b'chashivus sheroino boch ba'oidech b'yofyech. When you were back at Har Sinai,
to be referring to Har Sinai?
Well, Har Sinai and the Beis HaMikdash, all of the spiritual glory of God. What's Yofiech? What was Yofiech?
Nobel Prizes and
no, we're still doing that now.
Okay, so
now you're not Yofiech.
So
now you're not Yofiech.
Not right now, but let's say they'll look to the past generations. At all times are they going to be Jews?
But we're still
Yofiech.
That Yofiech we always have. That distinction we have to this very day. There's still the brightest minds, everybody knows, and the smartest, and this, and the mathematics, and in medicine, and in science, and in this, and in that. It's all the, the greatest inventions throughout history, all generations. No, that's not. But Oidech B'Yofiech refers to that. That's pretty clear to me. Anyway, I think so. My Yofu for Maich. How fair were your feet? Ba'alias regolim bas nedivim. Here, you see. When you went up with your oile regel, you bas nedivim. They saw Klal Yisrael. They go up 3 times a year. They go to Yerushalayim. They leave their houses. They leave their families all on the outskirts, surrounded by enemies. Nobody ever attacks them. What kind of crazy life these people live. They go to Yerushalayim. Everybody fits in. You know, everybody bows down. They say, room for everybody. There was never a place. Nobody ever had to say, I have no place to sleep in Yerushalayim. I don't know if you can say the same thing for Uman. this, maybe you can. I don't know, but it's a business. Yeah, there was no business. They're looking back. You see, they're looking back. The roundness of your thighs are like jewels. Kivutzas adoye zohov, like a collection of golden jewelry. Kruya chali kesem. Beloshin aravi. in the, for Arabic. So I never understood how the Arabic is the lotion that they're using. But when it's Rabbi Sheru Dorsho al Nikvei Hashisin Shel Nesich Nesocher, the Chazal Darshan, this refers to the holes that would drain the from the mizbeach all the yayin that was poured on the mizbeach. Those holes existed there from the beginning of creation. Agudim kiryorech, they were round like thighs. Thighs are round. I don't know. Kimo chaloim, it's the loshen chafira, like a loshen of digging. Kimo chulias habor, like the dugging out the chulia, the hole of a pit. So he says this is referring to that they brought carbonus in the base hamikdash. And there were these holes that the wine went into, and there were holes. I guess they made new that they existed in Sheshes Liberatius. They see mamish this people here. They go, they have a Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina is there. They bring sacrifices, they bring korbanos, they pour wine on it, and the wine goes through these holes that were there from the beginning of creation. This is a different kind of people. It's obviously these are the people that the world was created for. Their lifestyle and their operation that they have there was reflected in the original creation. So there's big stuff going on over here. So Masi de Omon, like the work of an Umon, Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masech HaSukkah, like the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says in Sukkah, Omon Kimo Umon, like a craftsman. I don't get it. So he says, Rashi says here, Masi de Umon, all of this are the work of a craftsman. Who's the craftsman? Yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I guess this is a Gemara in Sukkah. Let's see if we can see. I don't know where we have to look.
It's money for it. They don't take money yet.
Anyway, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the craftsman who created all this. Omon kimo Umon, like a craftsman. Kilusa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisroel mekalsen oiso milamala lamato. Maschilin meiro. Until now, we were talking about the Umoy saying to Kval Yisroel. And now, it says this is the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Kval Yisroel is saying this praise.
I don't know.
Maybe this is some kind of. I guess it's a drash. I don't know. But this they learn pshat and masi the umon that Klal Yisrael is praising Kodesh Baruch Hu and says Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael mekalsen osim milamal lamato from top to bottom. They're total praise of Hashem. Maschil me roishay kesem poz. His head is like fine gold. The yodim rabbim ad shoykav amudei sheish. His legs are like pillars of marble.
Where's all this?
What?
Where are these quotes from?
I don't know where these quotes are from. 10 is 5. Anyway, so but these things we say, and I mean these are quotes that we find in Chazal because they say this in the Anim Zmiris, right? Roishay Kesem Poz Shekav Amudei Sheish. I don't remember. I'm not sure. Okay, let's see. The Fishahin Boim Laratzoy Soy Lohirin Shchinosim in Oyelatakum, because they Klal Yisrael are coming to persuade, to appease Hashem, to bring the Shechina from up above to the Tachton, to the lowly people of the world. Vuhu Moineki Lusam. And Hashem says their praise, Milamal Lamata says, My Yofu for Maich, Heim Horaglaim, and Maim Goholich Ad Roshoi, Roshi Cholechka Carmel, Ad Shabol, and Moshe. So I see. So I guess this must be another Pshat. It was until now Rashi first learned is that this was the praise of the Umois to Klal Yisrael. That's one thing. The Umois appreciate Klal Yisrael for their original glory. That glory that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon Klal Yisrael was so overwhelming that generations later, when all the Umos really have to appreciate about Klal Yisrael, their brains and their ingenuity and their creativity and all their accomplishments, right, on every front. But what they really want them chetid bikibonu is because of their glorious past. Because they know this is the Am Hashem, this is these people that have they're unique.
Now also, right?
Then what? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even now, this goes to the future. And even now, when Klal Yisrael can contribute so much to the world, you know, but what the Umos really want us for is the glory of our past. That's really, they appreciate that greatness. And in a sense, you know, sometimes they maybe appreciate it more than we do. You know, that they not all the Jews appreciate it. Anyway, but then he learns that this is a praise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Klal Yisrael. And he praises Klal Yisrael, this is from Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they praise him from top to bottom. They speak first about his head is like gold, and his legs are like amudei shesh, pillars of marble. Lefisha heim boiler atzor, so why are they doing this? Lefisha boiler atzor, lo hirish shkinosu min aliyom atzor. They want that he should lower his divine presence from up above to bring it down to below.
What's the items in Mir that we have? The Shul Sefer Shabbos. What does that do for anybody?
I don't know. That's really not. Pashto says I shouldn't say it every Shabbos.
Shouldn't say it?
Something that the Malachim say. It's very. Like, I think it was originally in the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur night, they say the Shira Yichud, and they say, Adam Zmiro Zahar. I think it was originally taken on that. It's, I think that's, you know, some highfalutin mystical praises. It became very popular, little kids singing, you know, little kids up there.
I have an opportunity when I go to the show. I like to say, I'm like, well, I get to sing out.
Yeah, no, all right. Whatever it is, I'm just saying, I'm not saying there's anything wrong. I mean, it's not so posh. I think the Goyim says not to say. I mean, there's all kinds of mystical things. But anyway, but here, so but let's look at this for a moment. The Rem is here. So they're praising Hashem. Meirosh, he says, Somakazanosa milamalo lamato. We praise him from the top to the bottom, because we want him to bring his Shekhinah from the top to the bottom. Like a mida keneged mida. Like we're forcing his hand with a mida keneged mida. We're appreciating you. We speak about your head. We speak about your feet. We go from top to bottom. Now we're asking you to do the same thing, too. But here we're appreciating you. Maybe that's it. You know, we want you to appreciate us. We express our appreciation from top to bottom. We want you to appreciate us.
Why is this like a want or whatever? Maybe this is just what is.
It sounds like it's mida keneged mida.
This is what is. No, we praise Hashem from top to bottom, so he'll come down to us.
Look what Rashi says. Lefi, because this is why they're saying this. Rashi says lefi.
Yeah, that's why we praise Hashem from top to bottom.
Why? Because we want him to bring down his Shekhinah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
So he praises us for the opposite reason.
No, we're not to his praise of us. Well, so far we have, we praised him milamala lamata, and we're asking him to bring the Shekhinah milamala lamata.
Okay.
So I'm just saying there must be a connection between those two. It's not that all of a sudden we're praising his head. From your head to your toes, we're praising you. Your toes, praise me. You want to praise me? Praise me. You want to be Maratzimi? You want to persuade me to put the Shekhinah down? Say, oh, we love you so much. You're so great. You're so wonderful. No, your head is like gold and your feet are like pillars and you're, ooh. I guess there's some kind of a leader.
It's like a remez that, like, from the top to the bottom. So, like, come down.
I have to remez. Say it to him. Please come down. No, it sounds like there's something more than that. It sounds like there's the praise that we do, so now all of a sudden we've done something to influence him, to persuade him, because they're going from top to bottom. We've got to respond from the top to bottom. Klal Yisrael, when they praise Hashem with that top to bottom praise, so he has to respond. It sounds like that.
What does that mean?
The Shekhinah.
We praise him from top to bottom, so he'll bring the Shekhinah down? What's the connection?
The rationalist in our midst.
Oh,
I'd say like this. Maybe the pshat is like this. But what's talked about? What's the ego? Forget Hashem. The whole thing is emotional for us to appreciate. But what is that? The ego is a person's feet.
Maybe. It's just like,
so, okay, like this. If you chopped off a person's feet, theoretically, he could still live. Right? Chop off his head? Finished. The head is the ego. So, we don't limit our praise to the ultimate expression of who you are. We praise every detail, down to your toenail. Yeah? To the palm, what do you call it? The palms of your feet. We're mamish full of praise for you. So we say, like, since we appreciate you so fully from not only the greatness, the ultimate greatness, but even the lower level, right, which is also the pillars of the world, we appreciate them as great. So you too should appreciate, even though the Shekhinah is the mala where it belongs. That's where the real world is, up there. This world is a mirage. This world is a temporary place. This world is a hallway to get to the other world. Just as we appreciate that your feet are the foundation of the world, and down here there's also, we have an appreciation for the lesser, you too should have an appreciation for.
So what does that have to do with starting from the top?
What?
What does that have to do with starting from the top? That just says, just like the head, okay. So to the feet.
Let it be noted that Marx is a formidable foe. Okay, let's see.
Take it.
It's
recorded.
That's from the Tachlis. We want him to be married. You have to go down. We want him to come down. We don't want him to go up. We want him to come down. He's up there. The Shekhinah is there. We want to bring down the Shekhinah. Bring down the Shekhinah. So total, look, we're going for that. We appreciate it. If we only say, bring down the Shekhinah, we don't appreciate. We appreciate. Okay, so we learn another lesson over here.
Alright.
We're cranking out the lessons. You're
the cranking out. Well, you gotta have to deal with a cranky guy like him. You gotta deal with crank out more lessons. Anyway, so we say like this. It says Boyin Laratsoisoi. We want to appease him. We want to be maratza, means to make him desirous of being yered the Shekhinah. Okay, if you want to kaviyochel in dealing with a human being, it would be in by Hashem. I guess we deal with him in human ways because that's the only thing we understand. We can feel and sincerely appreciate. You want to bring down someone from on high to lower. You have to show him the appreciation of the on high. We appreciate why the Shekhinah really belongs there. We know that this is the Tachtoin. Yeah? This is the lowly of the low. It's not really the place for the Shekhinah. To be Metzamtim Yoshkinah. Also, the Mikdosh, as glorious as the Beis HaMikdosh was, that's the place for the Shekhinah. Come on. That's like putting the Shekhinah in the toilet. You know what I mean? Compared to. That's not a fair comparison. You know what I mean? It's nothing. It's a degradation. So we don't say, hey, bring, come down, come on down, come on. What do you come on down? Say, no, we appreciate what you're doing up there. We appreciate the praise. We don't lose sight just because there's this glorious praise of the head. Roisha kesem poz. We don't lose sight of the fact that this is the pillar. And maybe the remnant is like this. That's part of the reality. If you tell a person head on, you say, hey, come down to the lowly stuff. You're not interested. But if you say, listen, I appreciate it. You really should be there. That's what it's psychological. I do a lot of brainwashing, I know. Psychological. You say, you're really right. You're right. I couldn't agree with you more. And then you show them where you're making a mistake. You know, like, I appreciate your position, of course. But we need you here. But there's another remez, too. What does he call Sheikh of Amudei Sheish? The tachtonim is your what ad shekif. Your legs are like pillars of marble. What do pillars of marble do? In the old days, today they're all decorative. But what did pillars of marble do? Support the building. The support of your shemayim is here. Because if not for Odom, if not for the world, if not for man's bechira, if not for giving him a Torah, that's what your whole world is about. Olam chesed yibonu. You only made the shemayim in order for this. So this is the pillar. So we appreciate the shemayim. We appreciate that that's where your shechina should be. We ask you to come here because in reality, this is what holds up.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Pretty good. Yeah, I got a pretty good on that. Okay,
and
next.
And it works well the opposite way also.
What's that?
Works well the opposite way also.
What does that mean?
I mean, whatever, what we're going to read.
Oh, let's see. Okay, now let's see. For whom money kilus malamato. My yofu for my heim horaglaim heim horaglaim umoine the hoilech ad reishi cholech karmel. Oh, he goes up, you peek the head. You hear?
Yeah.
And so he says, how beautiful are your feet. So now Claudius Hashem is speaking to Claudius Royal and saying, these are the feet. Umoine the hoilech ad reishi cholech karmel. And he goes on to say,
it's a couple of psukim that it goes.
There's a few psukim, yeah. Later on, Rosh Chodesh Kama, Achu Bole Moshko Elof.
What does that mean?
Achu Bole Moshko Elof. Ah, so these psukim, yeah, these psukim are the way Hashem draws us to Him. He says, "V'hu Meina Kilusa Milamal Lamato." My yofu for mayich. Yevehim or aglaim. Omone v'holich ad roisher olaych hakama. Ad shehubol l'mosh cheilov. Hashem does the same thing to Kalis. We say to him, bring your shechina down. What does he say? He starts praising us from, he goes the opposite?
From the bottom, yeah.
From the bottom up, yeah, until he draws us to Him. Yeah. Because we want Him to come from up down. So we praise Him, hinting, you know, to that movement. He wants us to be elevated to Him. So He praises us, yes. Beautiful feet.
It's all metaphors.
It's all, yeah, but that's what it's means. Praising us. Okay, I guess we got to stop here. All right, whatever it is, we'll see. But look, the Iker is, though, that you know one thing. Flattery gets you every place. Flattery gets the Shechina to come down from there. Flattery will get the Klali Yisrael
to there. You have to do the right. You have to do flattery in the right way.
You have to do it in the right order. Yeah, you have to start from that. Start from the top and go to the bottom, or start from the bottom and go to the top. Okay, Shkoya.
All right. Thank you.